We are in Simen Kuf Nun Tes. We're up to Sif Tes Vav, and we'll be completing the entire Simen now. Mei Geshamim Shehem Zochalim. We just learned the halacha that you can wash your hands for the Suda either by way of Netilas Yadayim from water coming out of a keli, or by dipping your hands into a mikvah or a mayim, by Tfilas Yadayim. So now the rest of the Simen is dealing with the halachas of Tfilah. Mei Geshamim. The halacha is like this. There's a mikveh and a mayon. A mikveh is rainwater collected on the ground. A mayon is a natural water source coming out of the ground. The Torah teaches us, there's a limud, and this is a daraisa, that in the case of a mayon, the mayon could be moving water, zochalim, or the mayon could be water that comes out of the ground and then sits in a puddle and doesn't move, which is ashboren. It is mitar in either case. In the case of a mikveh, we learn out that rainwater on the ground is only matar bashborin. It is only matar when it is sitting still. Whereas when it is flowing, it is not matar. That's the halacha lagabe mikvahs. The question is, what is the halacha here with regard to tvilas yadayim? Mei geshamim sheim zochalim. Rainwater that is flowing. Pirishnim shachim v'holchim sheina mechunasim. They're not sitting in one place. The yesh behem mem saw, and you have 40 saw of that. Yesh li istapik im tovul behem yadav. So there's a safik here. That halacha, that a mikveh is not metahir bezochalim, did Chazal say that too when it comes to tvilas yadayim? Maybe that's only halacha in the entire human being, but not in tvilas yadayim. Now, this is all going in the shita that holds you don't need mem saw. If you hold that you need mem saw, then it's clear that you also, that zochlim are also puzzle. But the Mechaber had mentioned an opinion that in a mikvah you don't need 40 saw to be matar yadayim, that Chazal were mekel. So here also, this shita wonders, perhaps Chazal were also mekel, that zochlim are good. However, we're machmir that you need arbaim saw, so certainly we would be machmir with regard to this halacha. Lemaisa, what you're supposed to do is wash over again. The Gra holds that nobody holds this as kasher. According to the Gra, washing in dipping in zochlin is a way you're pashut. You're doing nothing. You're accomplishing nothing. You can wash again with a bracha. The halach is you wash without a bracha because the mechaber seems to hold that there is someone that says it's good. Tezayin mem saw mayim shuuvim shebakarka. Now the halacha is a mikvah must be rainwater that was not put into a keli. It's got to be rainwater that was not sitting in a vessel and got to the mikvah from there. It had to have been rainwater that got into the mikvah straight. So what happens if you have 40 saw of rainwater that is shouv? It was sitting in a keli and now it's in a mikvah. Shebakarka, it is now sitting in the ground. La rama mein matbila mehem asiyadayim. The Rambam Shita is that the same way it's possible for a mikveh, it's possible for Netilas Yadayim. Ul ha-raivid matbilin. The raivid is matir. The raivid holds that Chazal were machshirit. Because we find in Tfilas Ezra that shu'uvim, 40 saw of shu'uvim on the ground are also good. So, the raivid holds that that is kashul in Netilas Yadayim also. Even though it's shu'uvim, as long as today it's mechubar lakarka. So that's a machlokas, the Rambam and the Ravid. Ushu'uva shem shichu kula, the halachi is that you could be metakin rainwater that sat in a kli by pouring it along the ground for 3 tvachim on its way into the mikveh. Now the halachi is you cannot create an entire mikveh that way. Although we do agree that there's a din of hamshacha, that when you let it crawl, you let the water roll over the ground for 3 tvachim, that it is machshirit. As far as making an entire mikvah by way of Mashiach HaMshacha, we hold that you cannot. For Netilas Yadayim, everyone agrees that you could. Gam lo Rambam matpilu b'mayadayim. The Rambam is moda. So let us say you take 40 saw of mayim shuvim, 40 saw of rainwater that was sitting in Kalim. You are allowed to roll it for 3 tvachim along the ground and turn that into a mikvah. The halach is that that'll be kosher. Yeah, now as far as the halacha of mayim shuvim that you did not do hamshacha on, so there the Mishtabura comes out that the halacha is like the Rambam, that shuvim that are collected in the ground, memsa of shuvim, are not good enough for tfilas yadayim. You cannot take water out of a mayon and then pour it with your hand onto the other one. This is not netilas sedayim because there was no kli, and it's not tefilas sedayim because you're pouring it. So this is definitely not kosher. Yodo achas benetila. Now one may ask a question. We learned previously that there's a shita that if you wash one hand, you can then pour from that hand onto the second hand. If the first one didn't become tame, if you poured a revius of water onto one hand, you can now pour what's in it's sitting in that hand onto the second hand for netila, according to one opinion. Why is it any different here? The answer is there we're talking about where you poured water from a keli onto one hand, and now you're allowing that from that hand to go pour on the second one. There we look at it all as coming from the initial keli. Whereas over here, you're taking water from a mayon and then pouring it onto a hand. That's not going to work because there's no tefillah here and there's also no netilah because it didn't come from a keli. Yodo achas benetilah v'yodo achas betfilah yodov tahoros. What happens if one hand you pour water on, the other one you dip into a mikvah or a mayon, they're both tahor. Hamatbul yodov ein sarach shtei pamim. Someone who does tefillas yodayim doesn't have to do it twice. Because mayim shniim is to be metayer the mayim rishonim. In the case of the mikvah doesn't become tame. V'lo lahagbia yodav. Also, when you wash, you're supposed to raise your hand so that water doesn't come back, doesn't go down and up. The water doesn't go above the level of the place that you washed and then come down again. In which case, it'll be metame everything. That is not so when you're dealing with tefillin and mikvah because that water just doesn't become tame. Hamatbil Yodov, and also Niguv that we discussed previously, Chazal did not require Niguv after Tefillah. Hamatbil Yodov, Einam Avarach al Tefillah Sidaim, El Al Netilah Sidaim. The Machaber sheet is that there's a low plug, the Nusach is Al Netilah Sidaim, even if you're dipping them in a mikvah. The Yeshomim says, Derma, Nevarachim al Tefillah Sidaim, or Al Shtifah Sidaim. The Chain Iker, that there's to say Tefillah Sidaim. Now the poskim argue on this Ramah, and they say to say netila sedayim. The only exception is if you're using water that is pasul for netila and kosher for tefila. Only there would you make the bracha of al tefila sedayim. But if you're doing tefila in water that you could also have put into a kli and poured on your hands, so that water, since it's royal in netila, you can make a bracha of al netila sedayim, and you don't have to say al tefila sedayim.